Tom Shoup is the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, here to talk about what he's doing to get a pulse on sequestration anxiety. It sounds like something that there should be an ad for during football games, Tom. If you have SA, talk to your doctor. We have to come up with some cool-sounding medication, and we could make a lot of money.
There should be a pill for this.
Of course there should. Well, you know what's funny is the pill might be that it never happens. I saw a report today that Congressman Clyburn from the Super Committee is saying, well, we might be able to figure out a way to just get rid of sequestration altogether.
Yeah, I think that's not at all unlikely that that'll happen, that they'll come to some agreement to make some cuts and avoid. I don't think anybody actually wants that to go into effect. It's an everybody loses situation. So they'll be working hard to do it. And, you know, this is what Congress does. Congress doesn't do anything until the absolute last minute. And what we learned this month was that the absolute last minute is not for about a year from now.
Mm-hmm. The absolute last minute isn't necessarily either when we think the absolute last minute is, because we thought the absolute last minute was when the Super Committee's deadline hit, and they just punted 2 days early.
Right, right. They weren't even going to go right up to their deadline.
That's right. They quit early.
There was turkey to be had and football to be watched.
Unbelievable. What are you hearing people telling you at the agencies about what their views of sequestration, how it might affect them, and so on?
Well, you know, we're hearing a lot of different things, but we have a poll that we just put up today asking people how they think this is going to play out and what they think is going to happen, and it got some sort of interesting results. For one thing, in the poll, more than 70% of people think, as we were saying, don't think that Congress is going to let this go through as it is, think there'll actually be some modification to the process. So clearly federal employees think that's going to be the case, too. The other interesting thing to me was, in terms of budget cuts, while there's clearly fear of these cuts and fear that they'll affect employees individually, we asked if they thought that their agencies had already eliminated the low-hanging fruit, and 67% said no, that they think there's still low-hanging fruit to be had out there in terms of budget cuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of goes contrary to what the public position is of just about every agency I've heard from, which is, man, we're already cutting. We've cut the fat and we're starting to cut muscle now.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think it's actually more in tune with what the American public tends to think of government.
Mm-hmm.
They look at it and think, well, I can see we're buying way too much copier paper or something. You know, I think they may be seeing cuts that may not, again, add up to a whole lot in the budget, in the overall budget picture. But it's interesting, I think, that they themselves can look around and say, hey, there's waste going on here that our agency hasn't even moved to eliminate yet.
The whole idea of sequestration anxiety and or SA, we'll call it from now on. and you know what? I just thought of the pill that we can start, Tom. We can call it Sequestrol.
Oh, boy. You're really advancing this idea.
Well, you know, I'm a man of opportunity. I don't know what to tell you. So if you get SA because of all of this talk, it might be for naught, because the whole thing just might never happen. But cuts will be coming somewhere. I mean, are we to that point where it's fair to say that everybody is on board with that idea?
I think that's right. I don't think there's any way around fairly steep budget cuts for the next decade, because the deficit picture just looks way too grim if you don't, and I don't think anybody wants to be on the hook for not having done anything about the situation. How steep it will be, that's what we'll have to end up seeing, and whether there will be, and how much of the deficit picture will go on the tax side of the equation, that's where the real tough battles are going to be. But I think there's no question about it that there's cuts of the level that the sequester would provide. I mean, there seems to have been general agreement on that, okay, we'll go along with that level of cuts. They just don't want them to be the sort of draconian across-the-board things. They'd prefer more targeted cuts.